This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place. With me today is Tracy Black, who is head of our Legal Assistance Center, and we want to welcome her back to our program. And we've been talking the last couple of weeks about the Legal Assistance Center and how we established that center and some of the things that we've done to help people. And this is kind of becoming a model for the rest of the state, and maybe the people in the around the country will pick up this idea as well. We ask lawyers to commit to one pro bono case per year, and then we help with paperwork and any financial issues associated with that. And this week we want to talk a little bit more about domestic violence and the legal system. And we recently have an assistant DA in this area who just deals with domestic violence cases. Why is that necessary?
Well, under the law, they recognize in the court system how intricate and what nuances there are to domestic violence, to those cases. They're very much different than any other case in court because, like for a shoplifter, you very seldom have an intimate relationship with your shoplifter. You know, there's that love angle involved in this crime.
So you have a prosecutor just does this. Does one choose this, or does she automatically step in when a DV case is presented, or how does that work?
Well, a lot of it has to do with how the officer writes up the incident when it happens, as far as a criminal case goes. There are certain crimes like assault on a female or harassing phone calls or stalking where there's a little box on that arrest form that says, on that citation, that says, is this domestic violence? And they check that, and then it is automatically sent to the DV prosecutor.
Now, our experience with prosecuting domestic violence perpetrators, it's not an easy process. And talk a little bit about some of the issues that we face, why that's such a hard issue to get a person convicted for domestic violence.
Well, there are so many factors that figure into it. The primary factor is that the person who has been wronged, the person who has been hurt, the crime is against, who would be the primary primary witness in the case, is someone that they have an intimate relationship with.
And it's quite frequent that during this long, drawn-out process between the time when the domestic violence occurs and the court case occurs, a lot of water goes over the dam, and sometimes the victim becomes the advocate for the abuser.
Absolutely.
And she wants to go back with him for a number of reasons, love being one of them. There's financial support that she's dependent on this guy for, and so a lot of reasons why she wants to go back. So it's hard to get a prosecution. And we've had a number of such instances. Don't have time to go into a whole lot, but we've got one active case now where the lady keeps going back and the violence keeps getting worse and worse, and she refuses to prosecute, and it's hard to prosecute, isn't it, when she won't testify?
It's extremely difficult to prosecute, and this case really has me worried. This is not a case of if he kills her, it's a matter of when. We talked about it earlier, she's been within an eighth of an inch of being dead.
That's right. In the latest incident, he supposedly put a gun in her mouth and threatened to pull the trigger. And
had his finger on the trigger.
And just a slight pull of that trigger, and that lady is gone. And we've had a number of cases in Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina in the past year where there were cases where women didn't survive those instances. But if you have issues and you want to talk to Tracy, give them your phone number and so they can give you a call.
You can contact me on our hotline. It's 24 hours a day. The number is 765-4044.
And you can call us for that, for legal issues or any other issues you have associated with domestic violence or sexual assault. I want to remind everybody that our services for the Legal Assistance Center are not just available for Mitchell County. They're available for Yancey, Avery, as well as Mitchell. You can call us at 765-4044 and discuss your case with us. And I want to thank everybody for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.